It's showtime, folks. Join us in welcoming the extraordinary psychic Kat as she takes the stage for the Intuition Hour. Get ready to explore the unseen realms and unlock the secrets of the universe.
Hello, everyone, and happy Tuesday. Welcome to the Intuition Hour. My name is Kat Nicholson, and I am so excited to be with all of you today here on 1-2 Radio. I am also laughing already because there's so many changes going on. And right before I got here with you guys today, it's like up against the wall, right? And so I've been waiting days and days and days. And I know how you guys have gone through similar experiences all the time as humans. It's so crazy. And I think there's a little something in it, because when we're kind of watching the pot of water boil, or we're making, you know, we're waiting for things, or we're focusing on them, or we want that new relationship, or we want that new person, or we want something, a job or whatever it may be, when we're focusing, it seems like nothing ever happens. You know, it's almost like, oh, you're kind of clinging tight. And then when we're not paying attention, the sky falls down, you know, and everything opens up and everything starts coming at you at once. And so there's a little bit of that to talk about today. And that just happened to me now, because after waiting for days and looking out the window and da 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 da, right before the show, everything happens. And so, because my mind is totally on the show, right? So you all know, in every circumstance, it just seems to go that way. And that's definitely happening today. So I'm here with you on this fabulous Tuesday, July 30th, 2024. I cannot believe it. It is 11:03 a.m. here in Central Florida. I'm super excited to be with all of you. It is very warm and also very sunny, so it's a nice Florida day. It is. I have some exciting things to talk about. I don't even know where to begin. You could tell I'm a little rattled, because I always get very sentimental no matter what it is. And that's blaming it on that Cancer energy that's in me all over. But also with Jupiter in Gemini right now coming into the Mercury retrograde, I kind of feel like that's why things are starting to pop all over, you know? And so we talk about, you know, many of us talk about the retrogrades. We know we're in the shadow, the computer melts down, the phone shuts off, we get disconnected early, the power's flickering, the light bulbs need to be changed, and all these other things happen. And we go on and on and on. But what we have to remind ourselves of during this time is that we also can take those RE words and own them and redo or rejuvenate or reorganize, restructure, return to what we were once comfortable with. And with that being said, I am returning to 1-2 Radio the same way I am now, but on Mondays I will be following Mark Husson for a bit, and we're going to see how you guys like it. And see, it's really a return for me of going back to what I once knew, because I was after him or before him or however we once were. And being here with you guys on Mondays is going to bring a little bit of a change and a charge and some movement that hopefully, you know, we have to rattle the cage a little now and then. And you know, I will announce now with the sun in Leo that we have one of our resident Leos in the house, and Peggy will be joining you all here In this spot before C.A. Brooks, who, as you all know, C.A. and I are side by side always as well. And so maybe at some point we'll see some more shakeup, but at the same time, it's actually a really positive shakeup, because I'm thinking about the mashups we look at on social media, or how the music is blended, or how we change. And sometimes a little one step in the maybe a new direction, one step in a renewed direction is really what it takes. And so with that being said, once we made the decision to shake things up a little bit, of course, other things started shaking up with it. And so just like myself, waiting on that damn insurance company to get here to, again, you know, inspect the house, all this time, week after week after week, I'm waiting. Of course, they show up 5 minutes before we're here because we were no longer waiting, you know? And so it's interesting how life brings so much. Let's just step back for a minute. During the Mercury retrograde energy, we get nervous about the shadow. We get nervous about the retrogrades. I cannot tell you how much we love over time proving these fearful things wrong and really making something great out of it, because it is going to be extra fun. Thank you for that, Lara. I want to say hello to everyone coming in the room. Shall I see you? Patricia, hello. And Michelle, Ariana, Maya, Lara, hi. Peggy is with us today. C.A. Brooks is here. And Renee, hello, hello. And I'm sure many of you will be coming in. So in any case, part of me says, and this is another thing, you know, I'm coming back to follow Mark, which is, of course, a tough act. Everyone at One to Listen is a tough act to follow, so there's no denying that. But of course, you know, the creator and founder of all things One to, you know, it's a tough act to follow. And yet, for some reason, we vibe well, and we kind of flow and get in the flow. And hopefully this will create more flow for you guys and more openings and energy, and where we're really spreading as much authenticity and love that we possibly can to be with all of you every week. So to kick it off is exciting. And of course, every single person that you listen to here is exciting, and they all have a journey and a path to share with you. And we go where we're called. So I want you to all, in your own lives, really start to embrace change. With me being that Aries moon, I'm always ready for the next season. So my mind's already in autumn, you know, before summer's over. And I do this by habit, of course. And I love to jump, like, look ahead, and I love to jump ahead and see what's coming. And also, when we look at the retrograde energy, and for myself, with Jupiter in Gemini, and I know for many of you, how many of you are coming out of your shells for the first time in a very long time? You know, COVID brought changes to us. We worked remote. We stayed at home more. We were less engaging. We were kind of shy for a little while, kind of stepping back. It's definitely a space that we all kind of adjusted, and I will share as well, returning to what we once knew, or for me, you know, coming after Mark, I'm gonna have to step it up even further, you know, so I'm very aware and keep the momentum going. So I'm honored, I'm thrilled, I'm humbled always to be with all of you. I can't wait to see the changes we're gonna bring. If you guys are listening for the first time, now that I've rambled for 10 minutes, we are here on Facebook. We have One to Radio page. You're welcome to come on in at any time. There is just that little piece of me who knows we're, you know, gathering in the intuition hour, which I love because it's broad, but that Psychic Cat show still calls to me, so don't be shocked if we go into that retrograde moment even a little deeper, you know. And so we have to remember that this upcoming retrograde, and I'm sure you astrologers have the exact times at this point, but if somebody wants to say it in the room, I'm going to say just to remember going into the cycle to release the fear, anything with an RE, remove the roadblocks, you know, really revisit things that may serve a higher purpose today because the alignment is right. The timing is divine. We have to remember that we can give ourselves permission as humans to revisit certain circumstances or to maybe re-invite into our lives certain circumstances that prior to now, it wasn't time yet. You know, can we even revisit a relationship where it wasn't aligned, or perhaps a relationship needs to be healed that wasn't quite time to be healed yet, you know? There's so many things that we could do during this next retrograde cycle, and I already know the energy is warm because we have some heat in the world, and we have a lot going on politically in the political arena. We have a lot going on the globe, you know. So there's so many things we could really look at to just reinvent ourselves. And I was laughing because I don't think I've been out of sweatpants for a few years. And I finally was able to get to a local, I mean, the store's a mile away, right? But I finally, you know, picked up a few things for myself that I have to remember. I haven't been really dressed. Like, I don't even know when I guess before COVID, you know, where I'm really not nonchalantly, like I'm not nonchalant about my new wardrobe, but I am because I have become so comfortable in sweatpants or, you know, leggings, whatever. So even revisiting a way of dressing and showing up for work in a, you know, a more professional attire, or no, I'm not ready to do video, though I keep talking about it and you never know, but still, nevertheless, really, really coming into this in a renewed way. So super happy about Monday. I can't wait to see you all at the noon hour here on the East Coast and 9 a.m. Pacific following Mark Husson. So we will start this coming Monday. I know Christina LaFrance, you know, she held that space wonderfully, and she's just going to take a little break. So we may shuffle back. You just never know what happens ahead. But I certainly, you know, we're leaving that. I'm sure it's still on the table for that to happen again one day. So we would just hold some space for her and wish her well in her downtime and changes. And you just never know what happens ahead. So I'll be enjoying you guys over there for as long as the universe wants us there together. And I am welcoming Peggy here to take over the spot to introduce CA to you every week. So that'll be awesome and fun. And very informative. So we love all of this. Okay. All right. Now let me take a peek. Let me come in the room. I'm going to start taking your questions. And really, how many of you have, and I've seen this too, I've seen a lot of things shake down in the last few days. And when I say shake down, I don't mean that in a negative way. I just simply mean it could go either way or either way, you know, and that's honest. And so we kind of, I don't know if you all have been waiting for anything to happen and holding on kind of tight or manifesting kind of structured, or sometimes I say like, let's be the fool and let go and let God and live in that zero space. When I say the zero, I mean the card of the fool is the zero card. And when we live in that space, we get to fill it up with anything that serves a purpose for ourselves and others, and we get to embrace something new instead of fear something new, instead of dread something new, instead of hanging on too tight to something old, instead of looking back at the past, instead of really, really welcoming that reinvigorating energy, that new, that renewed beginning, and all of the things that a retrograde can bring you for the better. Real estate happens too. start with an RE, and I include that in my retrograde travels because it really can serve a higher purpose. And for many, many years, every time I purchased our primary residence, it was during a retrograde, you know? So I'm kooky when it comes that way. I don't plan these things in advance, but it just turns out and it always works out. And so I can encourage you to look around for deals. I can encourage you to do so many things to get ready for the season. I think we're tax-free. I don't know if that's all over, but I know that is right now here. I'm sure for you guys too. Is it national? In the States, I know that's nice for a change. And but that's when you get the best bargains at the shadow of the retrograde and into the retrograde and what we have coming up, okay? Laura said she had a dream about an ex this morning. Yeah, everybody's saying they're already feeling Mercury. I'm telling you, Maureen, I woke up my computer at 5:10 a.m. Okay, here's CA. Thank you, CA. She says Mercury retrograde starts 7:23 Sunday evening, August 4th, and will end on August 28th. Oh, it's going to be a month. Thank you. I was laughing because I woke up at 5 something or other, and I came into the office and I looked at my computer and I go, oh no, blackout, right? The screen's dead. Not realizing, of course, for several minutes in the dark that the baby's pulled the plug out. I was lucky, but I'm like already thinking, I gotta somehow in my mind in those few minutes, and I know I'm only sharing because I know you all jump the gun on things. Somehow in those few minutes of thought around how in the hell am I going to do this before being with you at 11, I was already thinking, I already knew what time Staples opened, how far I had to get there, what time I could possibly go based on my other appointments, when what I was going to spend to get a new computer, how fast I can get the computer up. Can somebody help me? I had like 100 different storylines to be here with you, and there was no way in hell I was missing it, you know? So could I accomplish this mission in 2 hours or whatever it was? Of course, I only had to, here it was, 10 seconds to replug the computer in and come back live without leaving at 5:30 this morning. You know what I mean? So it's like amazing. I think it's an analogy of what we do when we are thinking all of these things and we have these assumptions in us and these storylines that aren't even real. And they're just, how often do we do this, you know? So I think it's nice when things turn out, always plan for the worst, right? But I mean, it was like pretty profound when I was doing this whole thing. And really, I just sat down. I was like, oh, that moment of gratitude hits when something's better than we expect. And it's rare, but it happens. So I thought it was fun. I thought it was a great way to start the day. Lois, good morning to you. And Maureen, I see you. And I'm going to come in and start taking some questions. Super excited about this change with you all. And really humble to come back to the way things once were and see how you guys like it and see how, you know, sometimes just like with our geography, we feel comfortable in a certain day. Do you have any favorite days of the week, you know, or do you have least favorite days of the week and how do we make them better? And we could go into all of these things. Charlene says, what a beautiful misty morning. So looking forward to listening live and resting in this blessed, affirming space we share here. And I love that. And I'm so happy you're here. And I enjoy that. I have had lots and lots of bird visitors also. I see your little bird story, which I'll get to. Maureen, I'm sorry about your dryer. I hope it's up and running. That's the other thing. Like, I'm thinking, did you flip the breaker? I'm sure you did all this stuff, but to me it was like a blessing of a day because there were so many easier ways to go about what I needed to happen. And, you know, even getting rid of the insurance guy after all those weeks of waiting and threatening letters that were coming. Not that it was a negative threat, but it was like, we're on our way. I mean, they don't. And he's like, all right, I'll be here in 10 seconds. Okay. How's that? Okay, great. Two pictures is all I need. Okay, wonderful. Get out of here, you know? So it's just interesting how, like I said, as humans, it's our nature to plan for the worst, but when the best happens, it's the very best feeling, you know? Alisha, let's see what you have to say, and good morning to you, okay? She says, I have to, good morning, Cat, Jay in the trap. I have to tell you guys something awesome happened to me yesterday. I feed the birds, and it's all little birds that come to eat. Sparrows, a woodpecker, a whole bunch of birds. Even though there were always many crows in the front of my house, none came to the back. Sunday, I'm sitting outside, and I'm just saying to myself or to the crows, I really would like to see one of you close. I don't want a whole bunch because obviously you kill the little birds. Anyway, I spoke to them about 15 minutes, said why I wanted to see them, things like that. That's hilarious. Yesterday morning at 7:15, I go outside and there were like 50 crows. The little birds are silent. Obviously, no one's flying except the crows. There were in an army. It was breathtaking. I listened and looked at them for a while, scooting around, and I said, okay, you guys can't be here because you kill my little birds and all the babies. 5 minutes later, they all left at once. Well, that's not a story of manifestation. And thank you for sharing that. And I love that. And it's interesting because it shows. Now, so what do we think when these things happen? What would be the first answer? This is a good topic, by the way. Because when we look at our work, our spiritual work, and our spiritual identities and purpose in the world. Sometimes we can't always control whether there's alignment or not because that's really a natural thing. We can't control, like our relationships, we can't control if Joe or Susie are ready for what we're ready for because we just don't have any control over somebody else's timing. We don't have control over free will of somebody else's. We don't have control over a lot of things that happen in the universe where we know, how many of you know, when something is divinely aligned, it is going to happen quickly, effortlessly. It's sometimes it's a monumental event, like the birds. It was just time, you know? And so Alishea felt heard by the universe and God, whatever her higher power is, she felt that way, knowing that she's in alignment with the creatures. And so maybe for how many weeks or months or whatever she was saying, you know, she didn't get the visit or whatever it was, but that now we bring a divine timing into the picture. And if we remembered the spectrum of everything that occurs around every event in our lives, specifically the monumental events that we wait for some time. How often do we kind of, how many of you like are about to do something great and then you really want to blow it up? Can't believe it's going to be great, or we self-sabotage, or we think of every way under the sun that it's not right, or maybe there are, and on the opposite extreme, how many of you are shocked when things happen after we put so much effort into something? How many of you are blessed enough? And I know every single one of you at a certain time or other have been fallen prey to divine timing and perfect alignment. And when these things happen, I don't know about you, but it's like getting in a comfy chair, knowing that you belong there, knowing you don't want to move, or this is your spot in the house and it's your own house, you know? And you're in the right spot and you're in the right space. How many of you value these moments to where you show that gratitude and appreciation, and then you just keep going, you know? And I think as humans, releasing expectation is part of what I'm talking about because I believe that when we release certain expectations, things just unravel like crazy. And if you have any stories to share, I would love, just like Alishea, I love that. I would love to hear more from you guys about things like that. How many of you have gone for the perfect job or position and couldn't get it? And how many of us have waited for something like the birds? How many of you have waited for that perfect relationship and you finally get it and you're like, okay, how is this going to get screwed up? been there, done that. How is this not going to occur? When instead, if we're making an effort after certain periods of time, when something is destined, it's going to occur. So it's like all in the ups and downs in the schemes of our lives, but it's endlessly fascinating. And when we can embrace, and Leo to me is endlessly fascinating, the energy and the spark of what it brings us for newness. Happy birthday, Lois. And the sparks of newness and the sparks of everything that occurs, moving forward. And so I should say belated birthday, but we're still celebrating till the rest of the month. But in any case, the bottom line is we get to embrace all of these things. And through the retrograde coming up ahead, we have a long month ahead of us. I don't want to sugarcoat because it's not always as grand as we say, or it's not, but in Leo it can be, sure. It's a great time to refresh our appearances and things like that. But at the same time, what is that one thing that you've wanted to happen and it hasn't happened that could potentially hit you at any moment during the retrograde? Because certain things can specifically align, right? So anyway, I want to come into the room and take another comment or question. Ariana, happy birthday to you. She said she's bored in her current role. Okay, so they're showing me not until October, a little later in the cycle, October. I don't know why I'm saying that. I'm not saying you shouldn't be looking, but I would wait until after the retrograde on the other side of mid-September if you can, possibly. I love the timing around that to the second week of September to the third week of October. I like that for you, okay? And I do hope that helps. And let's see. I really like that. And please come back and let me know. Now, she's asking though if she's in the same, should she stay in the current? I feel there's another position in the current company. We have to remember patience sometimes also. I think there's something to gain from staying. So try to consider that first. That's where I'm leaning, okay? And come back and share and let us know. And I really like that. Boredom is an enemy, no doubt. But I kind of feel that. I feel like you should stick it out for now, okay? Let's see how you do. All right, let me see who's next. And you come back and let me know. But I'm thinking in-house better. All right, let's take a look. Shell, I'm going to go ahead and pull a card for you. And I'm going to go ahead and refresh. I know this is crazy, but look at the tiger totem because they're showing this to me with clarity, and I don't know what that means. Tiger totem. A tiger totem. Okay? Very, very strong. And I mean, I'm not thinking about Leo at all because it's a cat, but there's a tiger in mine. I mean, honestly, so strong around you. So whatever that is, if you want to share, that would be great. And let me just take a look at you now. All right, here we go. I actually feel like you're going to get super serious moving forward about number one, there's a healing. Number two, there's a big release of the past. Number three, I feel really, really strong about working on easing, just bringing more ease to your spirit through meditation. And if you, and I feel good about that. I also feel like there's some learning as well. And honestly, I'm going to say it out loud. I do feel you connecting with an air sign. I do not know who that is, but I definitely, and I don't know if I want to go with Libra. We have Gemini, Aquarius. I feel that energy coming towards you. So just remember I'm saying that, okay? And definitely releasing certain things. Also, there's something about the core of your body that needs to be strengthened. And I don't know if you're working on that core of your body. Like, you know, sometimes we do gentle exercises, stretching, yoga, Pilates, maybe just, you know, a little weight training, whatever. But there's something about the core that's strengthening in your being. And it's also going to relax your back a little bit, because I feel like a little back strain or neck strain like this, but you're going to release that as well. Okay. So lots of release and lots of restructuring, but anything you get serious about right now is going to bear fruit by October. That's how I feel. Okay. You come and let us know. Let me see who's next. Catherine says hello from Ireland. She's grateful her dad has just returned home from the hospital and he still has a healing journey ahead. If so guided, what awaits me? Let's take a look. She said she's feeling between two worlds. All right, let's take a look. I see a lot of healing and a lot of return, of course, the nostalgia and really, really focusing on home and family and your roots, and you're so supposed to be there right now. And I love that. And I think you have a lot of business to attend to really that way around your dad and things like that. But really going back into some past. And a healing with your past. I feel that. Also meditation for you. And something is coming to you that you don't see at this moment that's really going to help you feel well-rounded in your day-to-day life. And I don't know what I mean by that. But I also feel inheritance of something ahead. And I mean, I'm not saying anyone's passing away or anything like that. I just feel like a gift of sorts or something that's coming to you that you may not know about yet, but I do believe you are on the right track. And let us know if you hear from anyone from your past that you didn't expect to hear from, okay? All right, sweetie. Thank you. And please, happy healing to your dad. I know it's going to be slow and steady, but I definitely feel like I know he has a lot of gratitude for that, and I feel really good about that. Okay. All right. Let's see who's next. Everybody's feeling that retrograde shadow. How many days? We have 5 days. I always say, oh, it's the 5 day warning, but I'm only kidding. I think we learn over time not to take it so seriously and start cleaning out your closets. Or I think there's so much we could do to reorganize ourselves. And I feel a little bit of that. You know, Catherine, there's something else coming by way of like a generational healing, I feel. I don't know why, but I feel like you're going to get into something like this. I don't know if you're going to see someone, like even a past life regression, or there's definitely healing work that's going to be done there, okay? All right, Michelle, I'm coming to you. Michelle E. All right, here we go. She asked for a card. You know, I feel like you're going to go through a time of not only increase in your profession, your work life, like this, whatever is going on inside of you is also going to be proven. And I don't know if there's something that you're questioning or intuiting. There's something about your intuition on the rise, and there's also something about some validation coming for you. So maybe something you knew that was going to take place, or you know, we get these hits and then we kind of go on from there. But the bottom line is you're definitely going to be validated coming up for something you've known for a while. And if something, it's like an internal stirring or knowing, you know, it could even be from the past. Something very, very real about that. And I don't really know. The other thing is, sometimes we wait for validation. Or perhaps we say, you know, maybe we get our feelings hurt, or we have a melt, you know, a breakdown with someone, a breakup with someone, somebody does us wrong, betrays us, whatever it is. And so the hurt is there, but you have that moment and know, like, you have to trust in these moments of betrayal or any kind of pain. Some of what we want to do to come out of that, you know, we call it the PP me, or the victimization of whatever occurred. You know, we kind of know the universe is going to do its business and take care of things the way it does. And we have no control over that. So we say that it's best to stay in our own lanes and keep moving forward. But it's nice to be on your lane. And Michelle, for some reason, this is coming through you, but it may be for more of you to hear today. I don't know. But we can say so-and-so did us wrong, or this happened that was wrong, or whatever. But it's in those unexpected moments of, aha, I knew this was going to happen, or, you know, something comes back and gets validated for you. I feel some of that going on coming up ahead. And sometimes it has to do with grief or our grieving from something that we were hurt over from the past. And then we know that the universe is doing its work because we hear news about something or something coming back at them or something. I use the word karma loosely, but I don't particularly want to focus too much on it, because the bottom line is we are all on a journey that we really can't fully control ever. And we have to do what the universe dictates at some point. We don't have control over every little thing that happens, and we forget we have our own road in the sky, you know? And so when we stay on our own roads, it's amazing how fast things come back and we could say, aha, I knew it. And you're going to go through these validating periods of something you've known or something maybe you've grieved over, something you wrestled with, and it's going to come back. And I don't know, there's that moment of aha and feeling at peace and ease and grace. And I love that. So you're going to get a lot of that. Okay. And I think all of you know where I'm going with that. I've had a lot of validating circumstances this week from maybe a 7 or 8 year cycle, which feels good. But of course, you know, you kind of take a look behind you or a look when the retrograde happens, healings happen. Maybe we look to the retrograde for healings of the past, and things will come up and gnaw at you a little bit. Or maybe we do get those validating moments of saying, aha, I knew that, or aha, I thought so. And I'm going through a little bit of that right now. So, and it's kind of a bittersweet knowing. And I think a lot of you will see that this cycle, being validated for things that have occurred that you knew that you couldn't, maybe nobody really wanted to hear it, or you couldn't prove it, or you just knew it existed and it had to take its time through the universal cycle of whatever journey somebody else was on, you know? So it's really good to get that validation. And I feel a lot of that. So I hope that helps you. And I hope it makes sense, because it is pretty much out there moving forward through you, okay? So you come and let us know how you're doing. Quelly, good morning to you. It's so great seeing you here this morning. And Tara, thank you for that. And I love that too. I think for all of us, change can be good. And no matter what, change can also be difficult, you know? And so we have to remember we're all human in the scheme of things. So I'm definitely embracing it with you guys. And you all know I'm going to miss my CA for a time, but things will change again, always. And, when you have that connection with people that are reachable at any moment, it's okay to take a little space and come back together. And I'm saying we're going to see more changes here, okay? All right. Let me take a look now at who is next in the room. And I'm definitely excited. Hold on now. Let me refresh. I just saw somebody I wanted to talk to for a minute. All right. Here we go. Where'd you guys go? So Patricia said she feels an issue's coming back. She has to find a new cardiologist. I think that's a very, very good thing to do. I think the timing is right, especially with Leo energy for the heart and care of the heart. It's not just about the hair, you know? So we definitely want to make sure. I feel like it's going to be a very positive connection. And I do believe there are two physicians, maybe in one practice even, that male and female. And I do believe that you're going to align there and that'll be good for you, okay? All right, let's take Lara, I wanted to talk to you She said she had a dream about an ex this morning. Gosh, you know what was so funny? When I read your first update about the physical therapy, I'm like, Michael is the name that's coming through my brain. And then I'm thinking, am I having a retrograde moment with you? But I don't think so. So I'm sticking to it. And I also see a healing. I do not feel like this was an easy journey for you, obviously, but I'm looking at the next 7 weeks or so, and you're going to definitely, nothing's going to stop you from healing this thing and its completion. But I know it was painful, and I know it's still ouch. And I'm wishing you all the best on this new healing journey. And I do believe you're going to successfully achieve this. Okay. But that name was burning in my mind. I know my beautiful godson's in the room. Tyler, hello. Happy. It's almost birthday time for us. We're celebrating you as well soon. So we'll have some fun doing that. And I look forward to seeing you and connecting, of course. And don't forget now, I'm moving to Mondays. So at noon or at 9 a.m. Pacific time after Mark. So it'll be great. And I'm happy that you're here today. All right, let me see who's... Charlene, I want to take a peek at you. I love that. All right, here we go. Oh, I feel like you're coming into I feel great connection energy with you for some reason. Not only are you going to start, oh yeah, you have a lot of activity coming up. I have a lot of fast movement. I have a lot of chemistry, meaning when I say chemistry, when we have alignment with ourselves and our you know, maybe body, mind, spirit, we'll just go that way. I'm seeing some adventure. I'm seeing some movement, meaning it could be travel, exercise, that three-letter S word, and a lot of physical energy coming to the surface for you, a lot of things moving for you that were maybe stuck before. You are very, very protected. When I say chemistry, I mean, how nice is it to really get along with everyone, to start aligning with the people around us, to really start going into better communication, and you're going to feel really, really good. Who just said something about relaxing during this retrograde and not reacting? I think that works. Was it you that said it? I don't know, but I feel great about those words because we can react too. But I'm making quite a name for myself in this medical community down here because I'm definitely a reactor when the people I love aren't getting the care they need. So you wouldn't want to be on the other side of that, but I'm teasing you. I'm just thinking because you're the same. So I know you're on top of everything. And I feel really, really good about you because I know that you're going to have some stories to share or tell. But also to journal certain things about this word chemistry, because what I'm thinking is when I say chemistry, you could have chemistry. I don't mean this just with a sexual undertone. I mean to really align with your friends, align with your family members, align with the animals, align with whoever, the post office man, the clerk at the grocery store, whatever. You're going to really feel this, and I would love to hear more about it in your experiences, and also some travel coming up, even if it's short distance, taking a break. I love that, and also writing. Because I think some of your experiences will have you'll have some positive things to share with about alignment and how things, you know, you guys, how we go through these cycles of ups and downs and peaks and valleys. And so I feel like you're going to come to a peak with all of these things that I'm bringing up. Okay. So you let me know. And after a period of time that was a little bit on the, you know, our light, when our light is dim, it's dim. When our lights turn on, they turn full on. And I feel that for you. And I hope that makes sense, okay? Patricia, good morning to you. Okay, let me see who's next here. I feel like I have to come in and... Tara, you asked me a question. And I'm going to say September is a very good time for you. So give it a little more time. And I feel good about that, okay? I don't feel like you're missing anything. I think it's coming, though, at all. I do think embracing where you're at is very good. Laura, I'm going to say it's a new energy, not an X. Okay, even though you said you dreamt about, it's new. It's not anything to do with him. But I didn't even want to say the name, but it's not anything about that person. It's definitely about a new person, okay? I want to clarify that. I like that for you. Also, Patricia says what she's that's what she's trying to do, relax a little bit. Less reacting, more relaxing. I've been set off mad lately. I can understand. It's a little more frustrating. Let's face it. Leo's a little spicy too, right? I know all my Leos are spicy, but there is it brings a spice to the air. There's no doubt. And during a retrograde, it should be more interesting. But we have to remember not to get impatient and not to start a fire when we don't need one, or and just kind of go into that lioness or lion, the relaxing, the lounging, the leisure, the pleasure, the joy, the spreading positivity, the not always easy during these days, but it is what matters, you know? It gets us through any retrograde cycle easier. Believe me, look at the good. Kelly Jordan, good morning to you also. It's nice to see you as well. And yeah, there is a little feisty energy out there. And it's, sometimes we have to be feisty to get what we need in life, especially now. Everything seems to be a little more challenging, but hey, it only makes us stronger and better, and we just keep moving. And that's what it's about. And also, let me just pull a card. I don't really know where this hour went, but I'm so excited to remind you once again that I will be moving to Mondays and Peggy Reeser will be taking this space. So I am so excited to be bringing you a new week, a new energy. I also feel with the Wheel of Fortune energy, which is what I'm pulling for you to all share. We always have to remember, oh, and you know, it's kind of fitting for the times because Leo can be a little bit on. We always like to say about Lady Luck, and Leo is a little lucky, and I like the Wheel of Fortune. And so we have to remember what goes down must come up. So really sit tight and go through the phases of the flows and don't jump the gun and try not to get too ahead or take on too much at once. One step at a time, I think, is a lot better. And I don't want you guys to overwhelm yourselves. So I think if something's been a little topsy-turvy, you're going to see some balance and straightening and some unexpected surprises. I know Mark had a lot to say about that over the last couple of weeks. So I am definitely so grateful. Tuesdays have been my favorite day forever and ever. I will never, ever, you know, do anything but honor every single hour we spent together on Tuesdays. I'm so excited to move to Mondays next week at 9 a.m. Pacific here on OneTrueRadio.com. Everyone, for those of you who don't know her, please stay tuned. And for those of you who do, I know you love her. The amazing C.A. Brooks is coming up next on Everyday Astrology, followed by the rest of this fabulous Tuesday lineup, and who I am going to miss so very much. Stay tuned for Peggy to be here with you all next week. And Jay Varvel, thank you for being our producer always. And I can't wait to see you guys on Monday. Bye, everybody. Have a great week.